Hello.
Morning, sir. Nathan Weissman.
Hey, that's me. Good job.
I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I'm sorry, 18 or older or what?
Or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Registered to vote in Ohio, yes.
Okay, thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I am certain to vote.
Okay. And what is your age?
I am 43.
43. Okay. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White. Caucasian.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
That's a tough question because I'm going to vote, but I'm not happy about who I have to vote for. So I would say 7.
7. Okay, thank you. And now I am going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. For example, Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Sherrod Brown, Senator?
Yep. Strongly approve.
Okay. Donald Trump as former president?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Joe Biden as president?
Is there like a 50-50?
We just have a strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. And now I am going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. And so, Derek Merrin?
I'm sorry, what was that one more time?
Derek Merrin?
Neither nor. I don't approve or disapprove. Slightly disapprove. There we go.
Okay, so that would be somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah, somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, First Energy?
So, I would say strongly unfavorable.
Okay, we have basically those options, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very favorable. If you haven't heard of that, you can tell me.
Yep, I know what First Energy is, but very unfavorable.
Okay, and Marcy Kaptur?
Very favorable.
Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, Joe Biden?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
The Democrat today.
Okay, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Ugh. I don't like any of them. if I had to vote today and I had to pick one of those three, I'd probably pick Biden.
Biden. Oh, okay, thank you. And if the elections for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown, okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur by far.
Okay. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt?
No, he's Trump supported, so there's no chance in God's green earth that I would vote for him.
Okay, thank you. And now I am going to read you a statement some people have made about the Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 4 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America, and it is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it is true, please say so.
It's only partially true, the whole statement. So I'm assuming you guys are put on by Republicans. It's only partially true to begin with. And on the flip side, I already know the facts behind that, so it wouldn't affect my decision at all.
Okay, so no difference. Thank you so much. In this case, we have completed more than half. Basically, we are almost done here. So thank you so much for your responses. I appreciate it. And I'm going to try to be quicker, okay? So in this case, now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it is true, please say so. So the first statement says Derek Merritt wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even fine them punishable by death. Marine's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic...
You can just stop there. Less likely to vote for him.
Sorry?
Less likely to vote for him. Unfavorable, whatever you want me to say.
Unfavorable, so...
Yeah.
Would be much less likely or somewhat less
likely?
Yeah,
much less likely. There you go. Much less likely.
Okay, and in the state legislature, Derek Merritt saw extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians who are only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. So in this case, which one?
Less favorably.
Much less likely, or?
Yeah, less likely, much less likely. There you go.
Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers as major of water
bills. Less likely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I know it's been a long, it happens that I need to read, you know, the statement, so sorry about that. So as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lease sites testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
All right, much less likely.
Okay, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensations, Merritt even voted no on that. So much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference.
Much less likely.
Okay, and the last one says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we fought the bill for Marine's corruption. Sorry.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marine? Or would you still vote for him?
No, I would not vote for him. I wouldn't have before this.
Okay, thank you. So in this case, which reason would you say that is?
I think the whole CoinGate thing, the Toledo Edison, our First Energy CoinGate thing that he and the senator were involved with is the biggest reason.
Okay, that he was involved with First Energy. Okay, so sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marine or the Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, and what would you say that is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marine?
One, he's backed by Trump. Two, he's unethical in what he's done. And because Marcy Kaptur has done such a great job.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
College.
Let's see. Some college?
Yeah.
Okay, and regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else. I hate them all.
Okay, and how important is politics to your personal identity?
It's not important to my identity at all.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, so thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for all your answers. I really appreciate it. So have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Yep, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.